ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्तस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्मुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा माह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे पञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्कायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यईश्वरं नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये शृण्वतं स्वकथा कृष्ण पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनम् हृदयन्तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विधुनोति सुहृत्सता नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी रीडिङ्ग् फ्रम् श्रीमद् भागवतम् केण्टो 1 Chapter 13, the title of the chapter is Dhritarashtra Quits Home, text number 52. Shrotubhi, Saptabhi, Ya, Vai, Swardhuni, Saptadha, Vyadha, Saptana, Pritaye, नाना सप्त श्रोत प्रचक्षुषे श्रोतिभिः सप्तभिर्या वै श्रोतिभिः सप्तभिर्या वै श्रोतिभिः सप्तभिर्या वै श्रोतिभिः सप्तभिर्या वै स्वार्धुनी सप्तधा व्यधा स्वार्धुनी सप्तधा व्यधा स्वार्धुनी सप्तधा व्यधा सप्तानां प्रीतये नाना सप्तानां प्रीतये नाना सप्तानां प्रीतये नाना सप्तश्रोत प्रचक्षते सप्तश्रोत प्रचक्षसे प्रचक्षते श्रोतिभि बै करंट्स सप्तभि बै सेवन डिविशन्स या द रिवर वाई सर्टनली Swardhuni, the sacred Ganges, Saptadha, seven branches, Vyadhat, created, Saptanam, of the seven, Pritaye, for the satisfaction of, Nana, various, Saptasrota, seven sources, Prachakshate, known by name. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The place is called Saptasrota, divided by seven, because there the waters of the sacred Ganges were divided into seven branches. This was done for the satisfaction of the seven great rishis. Translation responsively. The place is called Saptasrota,
the place is called Saptasrota,
divided by seven,
divided by seven.
because the waters of the sacred Ganges were divided into seven branches. This was done for the satisfaction of the seven great rishis. So this text number 52, there is no purport, so I'm just continuing reading text number 53. Okay, there's no purport, I'll just read the next sloka. Snatva anusasanam tasmin hutva chagnim yataviti abhaksha upasantatma sa aste vigata ishanaha. Snatva, by taking birth, anusnavan regularly three times, morning, noon and evening, tasmin in the Ganges divided into seven, hutva by performing the agnihotra sacrifice, cha also agnim in the fire, yata vidhi, just according to the tenets of the scripture. Abhaksha, fasting by drinking only water. Upasanta, completely controlled. Atma, the gross senses and the subtle mind. Saha, Dhritarashtra, aste, would be situated. Vigada, devoid of. Yeshana, thoughts in relation with family welfare. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. On the banks of Saptashrota, Dhritarashtra is now engaged in the beginning Ashtanga Yoga by bathing three times daily in the morning, noon and evening, by performing the Agnihotra sacrifice with fire and by drinking only water. This helps one control the mind and the senses and frees one completely from the thoughts of familial affection. Translation responsibly. On the banks at Saptashrota, Dhritarashtra is now engaged in the beginning Ashtanga Yoga by bathing three times daily in the morning, noon and evening, by performing the Agnihotra sacrifice with fire and by drinking only water. This helps one control the mind and the senses and frees one completely from the thoughts of familial affection. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. The yoga system is a mechanical way to control the senses and the mind and divert them from matter to spirit. The preliminary process are sitting posture, meditation, spiritual thoughts, manipulation of air passing within the body and gradual situation in trance, facing the absolute person, Paramatma. Such mechanical ways of rising to the spiritual platform prescribe some regulative principles of taking bath daily three times, fasting as far as possible, sitting and concentrating the mind on spiritual matters and thus gradually becoming free from vishaya or material objectives. Material existence means to be absorbed in the material objective, which is simply illusory. House, country, family, society, children, property and business and some of the material coverings of the spirit, Atma. And the yoga system helps one to become free from all these illusory thoughts and gradually turn towards the absolute person, Paramatma. By material association and education, we learn simply to concentrate on flimsy things, but yoga is the process for forgetting them altogether. Modern so-called yogis and yoga systems manifest some magical feats, and ignorant persons are attracted by such false things, or they accept the yoga system as a cheap healing process for diseases of the gross body. But factually, the yoga system is the process of learning to forget what we have acquired throughout the struggle for existence. Dhritarashtra was all along engaged in improving the family affairs by raising the standard of living of his sons or by usurping the property of the Pandavas for the sake of his own sons. These are the common affairs for a man grossly materialistic and without knowledge of the spiritual force. He does not see how this can drag one from the heaven to hell. By the grace of his younger brother, Vidura, Dhritarashtra was enlightened and could see his grossly illusory engagements, and by such enlightenment, he was able to leave home for spiritual realization. Sri Narada Deva was just foretelling the way of his spiritual progress in a place which was sanctified by the flow of celestial Ganges. Drinking water only without solid food is also considered fasting. This is necessary for advancement in spiritual knowledge. A foolish man wants to be a cheap yogi without observing the regulative principles. A man who has no control over the tongue at first can hardly become a yogi. Yogi and bogi are two opposite terms. The bogi or the merry man who eats and drinks cannot be a yogi. For a yogi is never allowed to eat and drink unrestrictedly. We may note with profit how Dhritarashtra began his yoga system by drinking water only and sitting calmly in a place with a spiritual atmosphere, deeply absorbed in the thoughts of the Lord Hari, the personality of Godhead. So here in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, we are hearing Narada Muni is giving some kind of solace. Narada Muni is called Trikalagya. Trikalagya means he knows past, present and future. So this is Narada Muni's very special quality. Because this all the rishis, they all had this special quality. And Narada Muni is one of the very special personality. So he knows past, present and future, and he knows exactly what is happening to Maharaj Dhritarashtra. So first he tried to give philosophically, because he was trying to explain philosophically that everybody is under the control of Kala, nobody can do anything, Lord is the only controller. So he gave philosophically some insight about Dhritarashtra to Maharaj Yudhishthir. Maharaj Yudhishthir is very, very anxious because my uncle and aunt, they are not there, and he is thinking like because of me only all these things are happening. So he is trying to give some enlightenment. And now he is also giving, foretelling what they are doing. So he is giving this, so this place, Saptasrota is the same place, I was reading in Mahabharata. Saptasrota is the same place where Maharaj Pandu also went for self-realization. So it's a very special place, and in the Himalayas. And why people go there? Because of the association of the sages. That is the reason. Otherwise, you know, like Srila Prabhupada explained, Tirthi Guruvanti Tirthani. So all these Tirthas, why people go to these special places? Because the sages are there, all the rishis are there, and they get the association of the saintly people. That is why they go to these different places. So here, Srila Prabhupada explains about this Maharaj Dhritarashtra going to that place and performing this different austerities, Ashtanga Yoga, and bathing three times daily in the morning, noon and evening, and performing the Agnihotra sacrifice with the fire and by drinking only water. So here so many prescriptions are given here. Actually, the Vedic system is meant like this only. Vedic system is not meant until the last breath you keep on slogging, working. No, Vedic system is not meant like that. Vedic system, that is why we have a system called Brahmacharya. Brahmacharya means first 20-25 years you remain in Brahmachari and remain Brahmachari, celibate student. And after that, under the guidance of the spiritual master, if he still wants to get married, one can get married. And if somebody can remain a Naishtika Brahmachari, well and good. So that is like a lifelong can become a Brahmachari only. So if somebody cannot remain a Naishtika Brahmachari, and it is not considered a fall down or anything, yes, somebody can become a very respectable Grahastha. And then you lead a life another 20-25 years. So this is then Grahastha Ashram. Grahastha Ashram also, Srila Prabhupada explains, Grahastha Ashram. When there is an ashram is mentioned, there is a spiritual cultivation. It's not like Graha Medhi. Graha Medhi means there is no spiritual cultivation. Grahastha Ashram means there also the center is the Lord and the husband, wife and children. They work towards the common goal, which is go back home, back to Godhead. So at the age of 50, so Srila Prabhupada says, Pancha Urdham Vanam Gacchet. So at the age of 50, one has to finish all their materialistic activities. Active family life.
So then vanam gachet. So it is said vanam gachet. Vanam gachet means literally people like here they are going to the Saptasrota or Naimisharanya, different places we go. But where we will go now, because we are sitting here in Melbourne, there is a what vana we can go here. So what we can do is this temple. Temple is the where the devotional service is happening. So we involve ourselves more and more into devotional activities and less into the family life. And active family life. Because here we are, sometimes people find they get married, no offenses, they get married at the age of 50, 60 only, and then after that they beget children. By the time the children are educated, they are already at the age of 80. So then what can we, because there is no time to, because then they will say, oh no, I have to keep on working, we have to pay the bills. Yes, you have to pay the bills, because all the situation will be like that. So that is why the Vedic system has a early marriage. When you have early marriage, then by the time you become 50, all your children will be settled. So you don't have to look after them at that stage. So they will be in a very safe situation. And then you can, then vanaprastha. So vanaprastha, you can go to the vana or remain in home, detached from the family. And then finally taking sannyas. So sannyas is not recommended in this Kali Yuga. So just vanaprastha and then continue the process of devotional service. So here, Srila Prabhupada explains the yoga system is a mentioned way, is a mechanical way to control the senses and the mind and divert from matter to spirit. So this is the whole objective of the yoga system. The whole objective of the yoga system is the mind and the senses are always like a center toward the matter and somehow or other divert that from matter to spirit. If the yoga system is not accomplishing that, then that is only bhoga only. So this is just like we are wasting our time. So all the yogis, like the yogis are also meditating. Dhyana avasthita tadgatena manasaha pashyantiyam yogino. Yogis also always see the Paramatma within the heart. Yogis are not just like wasting their time. So here, Srila Prabhupada explains the preliminary processes are sitting posture, meditation, spiritual thoughts, manipulation of air passing within the body and gradual situation of trance facing the absolute person Paramatma. So, Ashtanga. So, when we say Ashtanga Yoga, Ashtanga, eight angas are there. Anga means part, eight parts are there. And Srila Prabhupada very nicely explains, this is called Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pratyahara, Dhyana, Jnana, Dharana, Pranayama and Samadhi. So there are eight items are there in Ashtanga Yoga. So what are the eight items? Yama means controlling the senses. So that is Yama. And Niyama means following the rules and regulations. Yama, Niyama. So those two things. And Asana. Asana is the practicing the sitting postures. Most of the people think Asana is only the yoga. Because that is only a beginning only. That is only the starting point of yoga. That is not yoga. So then, this is asana, practicing the sitting posture, pratyahara. Pratyahara means controlling the senses from sense enjoyment. This is pratyahara. And then dhyana. Dhyana means thinking of Krishna. And then dharana. Dharana means fixed up. And pranayama is breathing exercise. And samadhi means in the trance, remaining in trance. Absorbed in Krishna consciousness. So this is the whole purpose of yoga system. The whole yoga system is starting from this is Yama, Niyama, and then come up to the stage of Samadhi, being absorbed in Krishna consciousness. So this system is here mentioned, and what Srila Prabhupada says, such a mechanical base of raising is the spiritual platform prescribes some regulative principles. So that is Yama and Niyama. So for everywhere there is some regulative principle. You go to work, there is some regulative principle, some do's and don'ts. So not that, okay, I go to work and whatever I want to do, you can't do that. Because then you will say you remain at home only. You don't have to come to work. Because wherever you go, there will be some rules and regulations will be there. Sometimes when the rules and regulations are given in spiritual life, people get very perturbed. Oh, why so many rules and oh, so many regulations? That is there everywhere. In the material world, wherever we go, the rules are there. You can't avoid them. You go stop, red light, you have to stop. If you have to do something, whatever the company policy, according to the policy you have to do. If you don't do, then no good. So same way, here also some rules and regulations are there. Very simple rules. So here Srila Prabhupada explains the taking bath daily three times, fasting as far as possible, sitting and concentrating the mind on spiritual matters and thus gradually becoming free from vishaya or material objectives. So this is the beauty. Somehow or other, we have to get out of this vishaya. Somehow or other we have to disentangle from these material objectives and then attach ourselves to Krishna. So there are various processes are there. The Ashtanga Yoga is one kind of process. So here, this is mentioned here, material existence means to be absorbed in the material objectives, which is simply illusory. House, country, family, society, children, property and business are some of the material coverings of the spirit Atma, and the yoga system helps one to become free from all these illusory thoughts and gradually turns towards the absolute person, Paramatma. So that is the purpose of yoga. Sometimes the people, they perform some gymnastic exercise and other things, they think they are also doing yoga. So, Srila Prabhupada mentioned there are so many yoga societies which are there and which different ways, and the yoga is also misunderstood. Sometimes the people say yoga is for only maintaining the body. Your body will be fit and then you can engage in sense gratification much more. That is not the purpose of yoga. And even sometimes people think, you know, yoga is for healing some of the diseases. Like you do this yoga, you do that yoga, your diabetes will go, your heart problem will go. That is not, because this yoga is completely remove one the part of the soul from the bodily platform and raise up to the spiritual level and go back home, back to God. That is the purpose of yoga. Srila Prabhupada continues, by material association and education, we learn simply to concentrate on flimsy things. But yoga is the process of forgetting them altogether. Forgetting them altogether. Actually, we have a big baggage actually. By education or all the, we have collected a big baggage. As your baggage becomes very, very heavy, then your travel also becomes very heavy. So that is why for us also it happened the same thing. We have so much attachments, attachments from family, attachment from this, attachment, so many attachments we have, so that the progress is very, very difficult. So the yoga system is a way slowly disentangled. It is slowly disentangled. It's not that one day, yes, then today morning you wake up, give up everything. It's not possible. So it's a slow practice, slowly detaching, slowly, and that is why all the rules are there. Modern so-called yogis and yoga system manifest some magical feats, and ignorant persons are attacked by such false things, and they accept the yoga system as a cheap healing process for diseases of the gross body. But factually, the yoga system is the process of learning to forget what we have acquired throughout the struggle for existence. So this is the whole idea. And Dhritarashtra, we all know, the whole life, his life was like this only. From beginning of the life only, always planning, how to take the power. This is the whole planning actually. How, what kind of mentality that person will be actually. From the beginning of the life, from Maharaj Pandu's death, always thinking, you know, how to put my sense into this. That is the same thing is repeated. Now you go into politics, always, you know, like the person, there are so many people will be there, his son or his grandson, great grandson, only those person will be coming. Nobody else will be coming. So because it's always pushing family, all the looking after the family. But what happens after some time, when you pass away, there is no connection with your family. Srila Prabhupada says, the family is like when you go out to the seashore, sometimes, you know, the waves will bring all the grass and everything in one side. Bring everything, will bring together. And then, after that, the one wave will come and take away everything. And then what is the probability that all the same waves, same grass and same things will come together? The same way, the same probability is there also. Because in this particular situation, we are in the particular family, particular father, particular mother. It is not going to be eternally they are our particular father and mother. It is very nicely exemplified in the pastime of Maharaj Chitraketu. Maharaj Chitraketu originally didn't have a son. He was very, very worried, and also Narada Muni and Angira Muni came and he said, somehow or other I want to have a son. So then they said, bless him, okay, you will have a son, but he will be the cause of great enjoyment, great jubilation and great sorrows. Harsha Soka. So he will be happy and also. So then he passed away. And then when he passed away, Narada Muni came, by his mystic power, he gave the soul to enter into the body, and the soul is waking, the body is like waking up, and he's saying, looking at everyone, who are they? The first question was, who are they? These parents were wonderstruck, actually, these people for this fellow, everybody is crying, and then this fellow is waking up and says, who are they? Then Narada Muni said, they are your parents. Parents? Which parents? Which parent? I have had so many fathers and so many mothers. So this is the way. So that doesn't mean that, oh, our children are coming, oh, you are something else. So we don't want to ignore them also. As long as we are in this body, as long as in the situation, we have to look after them, we have to give them Krishna consciousness. That is our duty. Not that, okay, we can't be indifferent, because otherwise why should we get into grahastha life? If you have to beget children and you have to look after them also. It's not that, okay, you just beget children, you are another Atma, so be detached. Then it's not possible. Yeah, we all know, it's Atma only. Yes, this is another Atma, we are independent. Actually, some point in time, you have to give that freedom. Yes, you are an Atma. And I will give you the right instruction, right thing. And if you take it seriously, then you come back to God. Otherwise, you come back. So, that way, we have a responsibility like that. We have to have show affection. Not that, okay, the Atma doesn't mean like you are individual soul, I am individual soul, just to do whatever you want. Not like that. You have to give them the affection, you give them whatever the things are needed, and still, make this should be the last life for them. That at least we should aim, theoretically at least we should aim, and the other person should also cooperate. It's not that, okay, you aim and the person doesn't cooperate, you can't do anything about it. So we have to do that. So here, Srila Prabhupada explains, Dhritarashtra was all along engaged in improving family affairs by raising the standard of living of his sons, by usurping the property of the Pandavas for the sake of his own sons. These are the common affairs for a man, grossly materialistic, without knowledge of the spiritual soul. He does not see how this can drag one from heaven to hell. So this is the situation. By engaging in this kind of activities, by engaging Duryodhana, now Dhritarashtra is in a situation where it's like Mahatma Vidur is saying, you are living in a house like a dog, and where the people who are trying, you are trying to kill those people, and you are trying to live in the same house, and whatever they are giving and you are eating. So this is the type of situation Dhritarashtra has come to. So now, at least, you know, like this is Srila Prabhupada explained, by the grace of his younger brother Vidura, Dhritarashtra was enlightened and could see his grossly illusory engagement. So this is the beauty. This, like Mahatma Vidur, that type of situation is very much needed. We need more and more devotees to enlighten. Okay, this is the whole idea Srila Prabhupada gives us, you know, like Srila Prabhupada explains this. So it's like the person who is engrossed, the whole life is engrossed. So Mahatma Vidur comes and he breaks that ties. What is happening? He is giving heavy instruction. The instruction he is giving, because depending on the time, place and circumstances, the instruction is also heavy. So he gives this instruction. So much so, Dhritarashtra quits home and goes to the Saptasrota for meditation. Srila Prabhupada continues, Dhritarashtra was enlightened and could see his grossly illusory engagement, and by such enlightenment he was able to leave home for spiritual realization. Sri Narada Deva was just foretelling the way of his spiritual progress in a place which was sanctified by the flow of celestial Ganges. So this is wherever Ganges is there, that is automatically there is a spiritual atmosphere is there. Because this is like a Ganges, is nothing but the water which washed the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. So that is why it is very, very purifying. And also, we find here, this is like a... this is one type of exercise actually. These are two types of exercises. Like when we want to, the ultimate objective is we want to somehow detach from the material activities and attach to Krishna. So Ashtanga Yoga process is one way. And that is an indirect way, because you start doing from pranayama, pratyahara, asana, all these things. But, so we are not finding devotees doing all the Ashtanga Yoga and all these things. So here we find like nobody is performing Ashtanga Yoga here. But here what we follow is, this is not Ashtanga Yoga. Ashtanga Yoga, whatever the objective Ashtanga Yoga achieves, automatically the Bhakti Yoga achieves. That is why this is like a kind of a shortcut. Very, very easy process. So, but the result is the same. Actually, much more better. Not only the same, because Ashtanga Yoga process when you follow, there is a risk also. When you perform some activity, you perform something, you are held up somewhere. That's it. After that, advancement becomes difficult actually. But in Bhakti Yoga, the whole thing is there. All the activity is not stopped. Here we are, nobody is drinking water or only breathing air or something. We are not doing. We are having wonderful prasadam. Shri Radha Vallabh prasadam we are having. And people may be wondering how it is possible. All these great yogis, ashtanga yogis, they are not able to make advancement. Now how we are able to make advancement? Just take khichdi, salad, pakoda and all this by eating. How we are making fun? So this is the process given by Narada Muni also, and also said this is like a sarvopadi virmuktam tat paratvena nirmalam rishikesa sevanam bhaktir uchate. So the senses are engaged in the satisfaction of the master of the senses, then that becomes bhakti. So that is why even though Ashtanga Yoga process is one kind of process, but it's not that everybody has to follow Ashtanga Yoga process. It is not possible also. In this sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, you will find very, very detailed description how it should be like that. Not too low, not too high. Go to a sacred place and you have to tip of the nose, you have to meditate. Like so many restrictions are there. Complete celibacy. All these things, you know, like so many restrictions, so many prescriptions are there following this Ashtanga Yoga process. Sixth chapter gives very, very elaborate details. So now, Kali Yuga, it's very difficult. This circumstances, Kali Yuga, there is so much. You just step outside, we are bombarded with so many things, you know, like which take the mind away from us, actually, away from Krishna consciousness. So the best process is, it's a very direct process by engaging in Krishna's service, by taking Krishna prasadam, by chanting Krishna's name, automatically the mind comes under. But the Ashtanga Yoga process, what happens is, Ashtanga Yoga process depends on the purification. You do purification first and then start following the process. But Bhakti Yoga process, while following the process only, the purification. It's not that sometimes when you ask people, so please come to temple, I will become purified and then come to temple. So this is a very typical answer, this excuse, lame excuse people will give. I will become purified, I am not pure now, I will become purified and I will come to temple. That will never happen. When will you get purified and when will you come to temple? The whole purifying process is Krishna consciousness. The purifying process is chanting Hare Krishna. So that is why in Ashtanga Yoga process the difficulty is you first have to purify. You have to go to a sacred place and you have to do all this pranayama, pratyahara, all these things very systematically you have to do, and then you have to start meditating. Still you have to meditate. Not that okay. Ashtanga Yoga process means you do something else differently. Still dhyana avasthita tadgatena manasaka pashyantiyam yogina. The yogina, yogis will meditate on the paramatma form. Still they have to do that. But here we just directly meditate on the Supreme Lord, which is easy. Instead of meditating on Paramatma, so we just come in front of Shishi Radha Ballabha, Gornitha, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra Devi. We look at their beautiful form, we bow down to them, we take Charanamrita, we take the Prasadam, finished. So automatic senses automatically become controlled. So that is why this is sometimes here why Dhritarashtra, this particular person, Vidura has suggested that, because for the Dhritarashtra particular way of life, so for him in this particular situation he can perform that one. So it's in the later sections we have an explanation for that, why he could not directly engage into pure devotional service, it is mentioned here. So Srila Prabhupada continues here, Dhritarashtra was enlightened and could see his grossly illusory engagements, and by such enlightenment he was able to leave home for spiritual realization. Sri Narada Deva was just foretelling the way of his spiritual progress in a place which was sanctified by the flow of celestial Ganges. Drinking water only without solid food is also considered fasting. So this is another... But whatever yoga one wants to achieve, still the control has to be there. So that is why we find in Bhagavad Gita, same chapter, which is sixth chapter, there is some prescription how it is mentioned. There is no possibility of one's becoming yogi, O Arjuna, if one eats too much or eats too little, sleeps too much, nor does not sleep enough. So this is Krishna gives the guarantee. So it's like if you have to become a yogi, if he wants eat too much or eats too little, then also not possible. Sleeps too much or does not sleep, then also it is not possible. Then the famous Loka Srila Prabhupada quotes, Yukta Ahara Viharasya, Yukta Chestasya Karmasu, Yukta Swapna Avabodhasya, Yogo Bhavati Dukkaha.
He who is regulated in his habits of eating, sleeping, recreation and work can mitigate all material pains by practicing the yoga system. So this is a yoga system. Yoga system means some control has to be there. Even bhakti yoga also. Bhakti yoga also. So that, but doesn't mean that, no, like we take Krishna prasadam. But it's not so much so, we are so much greedy and then we just eat everything ourselves. We hoard everything for ourselves and for nothing for, that is also not good actually. Yes, we have to eat Krishna prasadam, no doubt about that. But others also have to eat Krishna prasadam, we have to remember that. Not only we have to eat Krishna prasadam, others have to eat Krishna prasadam also. So that we have to keep in mind. So here, Sri Narada Deva was just foretelling the way of his spiritual progress in a place which was sanctified by the flow of Ganges. Drinking water only without solid food is also considered fasting. This is necessary for advancement of spiritual knowledge. A foolish man wants to be a cheap yogi without observing the regulative principle. A man who has no control over the tongue at first can hardly become a yogi. Yogi and bogi are two opposite terms. This is a very yogi and bogi. Yogi means, you know, like a one who has controlled the thing. Bogi, unrestricted sense enjoyment. That's why, you know, they say some yogi, bogi, rogi. There are three people are mentioned actually. So somebody, this is like a, this, yogi is the one who, he just, if somebody passes a stool, one time he is called a yogi. Two times he is called bogi and three times he is called a rogi. Because this is, we know, by the, everything happens by the eating only. If it's unrestricted eating, yogi means a controlled eating. But the controlled eating, how it comes? By just eating Krishna prasadam. So it's like when taking Krishna prasadam, the eating is controlled. And by engaging in services related with Krishna, all our recreation, our activities, our sleeping, everything is controlled. So then bogi unrestrictedly eats. So then he has to, he needs to digest, he has to do. And the rogi is the one who is a diseased person, then he is like a, he has a different problem. So he has to, so that is why it is mentioned here, yogi and bogi are two opposite terms. The bogi or the merry man who eats and drinks cannot be a yogi. For a yogi is never allowed to eat and drink unrestrictedly. Yes, he is allowed to eat, but not unrestrictedly. Unrestricted thing is not so mentioned here. We may note with profit how Dhritarashtra began his yoga system by drinking water only and sitting calmly in a place with spiritual atmosphere, deeply absorbed in the thoughts of the Lord Hari, the personality of Godhead. So this is Dhritarashtra was given this knowledge by this Mahatma Vidur so that he could perfect his life. Because this is like a, the whole life has been spent like this, so somehow or other, by the mercy, this is what the mercy of the Lord is needed, and the mercy of the devotees is needed actually. Because so many people are there, like other day Mataji was mentioning, there are so many Dhritarashtras are there. So that is what the whole preaching is all about actually. Now Srila Prabhupada's book Marathon is starting already. So this whole idea is this, somehow or other, we have to become an instrument in the hands of Krishna. Krishna says, Nimitta Matram Bhava Savyasachit. So already the people are there. So somehow or other we have to go and give this message. Give the message of Srila Prabhupada, message of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. So that way people will be able to wake up and try to do something for the real betterment. So that is the whole idea. The whole idea is somehow, then if somebody does that, what happens? Krishna says, Nachatasmat Manushyeshu Kaschin Me Priyakrittama. Some person who is trying to give this knowledge to others, he becomes very, very dear to Krishna. So this is the beauty actually. The beauty is the person is making some sacrifice. He is getting up early. He is doing, everything is for waste? No. Because he is doing because of the love for Krishna. Because Krishna has a mission. And then the devotee wants to cooperate with Krishna in his mission. So what the Krishna does, if somebody cooperates like that, Krishna is making sure that you will come back to me without fail. In the 18th chapter, Krishna says, I'll just read this. Eighteenth chapter, sloka 68. Yaidam param guhyam mad bhakteshu abhidasyati bhaktim maya param krutva mameva vasamshayaha mameva ishyasi asamshayaha.
For one who explains this supreme secret to the devotees, pure devotional service is guaranteed. At the end, he will come back to me. This is Krishna is giving guarantee. For whom? The person who explains this supreme secret to the devotees, pure devotional service is guaranteed. At the end, he will come back to me. Then Krishna says, there is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dearer. So this is Krishna is giving this. So that is why Krishna is very, very favorably inclined towards the devotees who go on the preaching mission. Because they are very, very compassionate and they are trying to fulfill whatever Krishna wants actually. That is what Krishna's statement. Krishna's mission statement is, he wants everyone back home, back to Godhead. And the devotee works hard towards that goal, trying to distribute books, trying to distribute prasadam, and give whatever little way he can engage them in devotional service. So that way, Krishna is very, very, see, by doing this, we are doing ourselves a big favor actually. By doing this, we are making sure that our ticket to Goloka Vrindavan is booked actually. Booked and sealed and everything is done. Because this is the beauty actually. But Krishna is giving the guarantee and Krishna will go to any extent to fulfill that guarantee. That we have seen in Bhagavad Gita. My devotee will not be vanquished. My devotee, Namaya Bhakta Pranashyati. Krishna will go to any extent to protect his devotee, to protect his devotee's devotional life actually. So that is very, very important. So that's why somehow or other by this particular month is giving us an opportunity for engaging in different activities. So I would suggest, even if somebody is not able to do, at least we be favorably inclined towards the devotees who are, we can give some prasadam for the devotees who are book distribution. Sometimes, I am not good in book distribution. At least we can serve the devotees. By serving the devotees who are serving Prabhupada's mission, we will also get that. That is the same thing. Because if we can do yourself, that is good. Like Prabhu is already arranging so many things, like packing things and Bhagavad Gita in a nice gift wrap, all these things. So this is a time where people give and take. Not like, so we also, we have $10, $20, different packs. They are making, so some paperbacks are there, some Bhagavad Gita, so we can take, instead of giving so many hampers, most of the things they give, the hampers is to be thrown outside only. If you see, like companies, they give hampers. What are, I think 99% of the things will be for throwing out only. That thing we can use actually. Instead, like they can give something, books and all these things, some devotional paraphernalia we can give. That way, we'll get so much benefit, and then the other person, receiving person also will give so much benefit of receiving Krishna's mercy. Stop here. Already time is approaching. If there is any questions or comments, we'll try to discuss. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki.